Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're so glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. We hope you call a friend and have them join you too. And hope you have your paper and pencil ready, because we'll have a good Bible question for your thinking cap in just a few minutes. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to sing under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. A wonderful song for Bible Clubbers to sing, because the Savior is calling you, first of all, to be saved and know Him as your own personal Savior, and second, as you fear Him, to walk with Him and love Him and serve Him, to be near Him, to walk in His light and win others to Him. Say, what a privilege it is to belong to the Lord Jesus. And we're so proud of the good job the Bible Clubbers have been doing. I tell you, those old letters just pour in every week. Keeps Aunt Carolyn busy, but that's all right. That also makes her happy, too. So keep up the good work, Bible Clubbers. Now, I've got a good question for you this week. So you better scratch your head a little bit and have a pencil and paper ready, because here it is. What was the name of Philemon's servant who ran away? You know, Philemon had a servant, and he did run away. But somewhere down the line, he met Paul. Perhaps he was caught and thrown into the same prison with Paul. But somehow, Paul got to him and led him to the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, his life was changed completely when he got saved. And then, Paul sent him back home to his master to prove the truth of his testimony and changed life. And also to give Philemon the opportunity to show Christian love and kindness. And Paul wrote a good letter to Philemon and told him all about this. And it only takes one chapter in the Bible, but it's a real classic, and it's filled with wonderful truths. And you'll be thrilled as you read it. So when you look it up, read that book of Philemon, and when you find the servant's name, send it to me. Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. Now, we're going to be looking to hear from you this week. And now, here's the choir again with a wonderful song, He is Able to Deliver Thee. Pond was full of all kinds of critters, and especially a lot of frogs. Big frogs, little frogs, fat frogs, skinny frogs, ones that growled deep, bidip, 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 and some of the little ones that cried very high. But oh, it was a busy pond full of frogs. But there was one little special frog that sat upon a log. He had an unusually long tongue. And when a fly would come by, he'd go, throop, and draw it in. He was so good at it till he ate so many flies that he was unusually fat. And so he was very proud of himself. Well, the summer went on, and they all had a wonderful time swimming and jumping and playing. And at last the weather began to change. The leaves fell off the trees, and the grass turned brown, and summer ended, and the days got short, and the nights got long and very cold, and at last the frogs began to disappear into the lake. Some would stop by the little frog log and say, "Winter is coming. Come go with us and hide." And he would only laugh at them. "Winter's a long way off. I can wait a little longer." And one day, the last little frog came by the log and said, "Aren't you going to come with us and go where it's safe for the winter? Come down into the mud where it's soft and where we'll be safe for the winter." But the little frog said, "Oh, you're so foolish to be concerned about winter when you could stay up here with me and be catching flies and have some more fun a little bit longer. See how many flies I'm catching? Oh, you go on along if you want to, but I'm going to stay for a while." And so he did. But now he was all alone, and at first he worried a little bit, but winter didn't come right then, and so he thought how smart a little frog he was. "Ha ha! Won't I just laugh at all those other frogs that got so upset and went heading down to the bottom of the pond so soon?" And then one night, the wind got very cold, and the little frog got a little bit worried, and he thought, "If I can just last till morning, I'll go down to the bottom of the pond with the others tomorrow morning." And so he waited, but morning came, and the sun came up, and it got right warm up in the day, and he thought, "Well, there's no use in me going down so soon. It's just a nice day. I'll wait another day." And so he did. And another day passed, and the wind got cold, and it got colder and colder, and he could hardly move, and he crawled to the end of the pond. But the next morning came, and again it got warm, and he thought, "Ha, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. I can still catch flies and have a good time." But that night came, and it got colder than ever before, and no wind blew that night, and it really got cold, and at last the wind began to pick up, and snow began to
to sting his little eyes, and he got so cold and so frightened, and he thought, oh, if only I'd gone the day before. And he thought of all his playmates and his friends safe at the bottom of the pond, and he only wished that he'd gone, but he thought, I shouldn't wait till morning. I should go on over to the side of the pond and jump in. And he did. He was so cold he could hardly crawl, but he did. And at last he made it to the edge of the pond. And his heart began to beat fast again for joy, 'cause he thought now he'd be safe and he could go to the bottom of the pond and he would be safe for the winter. And he thought again how smart he was. How wise he was to have waited, 'cause he got all the pleasures of the flies and fun for one last night, and he would laugh at his friends when he got to the bottom of the pond with them. And then he gave one great leap with all his strength, and out through the air he went, and he landed way out on the pond. But the water on the pond was hard. The little frog had never seen it like that before, and it was cold to his feet, and in terror he jumped again and again, but the water was still hard, and he couldn't break it, and it was hard as glass. He jumped till his strength was gone, and he could only crawl, and at last he couldn't move, and he just laid still on the ice. And the wind howled and the snow fell, and the little frog never moved again. The next morning, a little farm boy was walking past the pond on his way to school, and he saw a little hump over on the ice, and he thought, I see what that is. And he went over, and he kicked the lump and uncovered the snow on the ice, and there lay the little frog, frozen and stuck to the ice. The little boy only turned and thought, what a foolish frog he was, and he hurried on his way to school. But boys and girls, I wonder if you might be like that foolish little frog. You've been warned of the danger of death and of hell, and you've heard about the precious Lord Jesus Christ who came to give his life a ransom for your sin. And you've heard that if you'd only repent of your sin and put your faith in Christ Jesus, you could be saved. You could be saved from death and hell. But you've put it off 'cause you thought, oh, the flies and the pleasures of the world are too good. I've still got plenty of time. But you know you've got no guarantee. The Scripture says, behold, now is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Be wise. Be saved today. Don't put it off any longer. Don't let anything or anybody keep you from trusting Christ as your Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Trust him today. Won't you do it and let me know about it?
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.